We are now in Simin Shin Tezvav. We're up to Sif Yud Beis, and that's what we'll be doing. Hanote Paroches Fekayotzebo. Someone that is putting up a large curtain. Now, we learned that in terms of a curtain itself, since it is vertical and not horizontal, an Oel Arai like that, the halachi is mutter lechatchila to make, with the condition that it is not a mechitza hamateris. That means that a wall, of course, you couldn't build, but if you're putting up some kind of curtain, which is not permanent, it's temporary, so the halacha there is that is mutter, as long as it is not a mechitza hamateris, coming to be matir something, or a bimachshir a sukkah. So someone wants to put up a paroches. That should be mutter on Shabbos. The problem is we're dealing with a very large paroches, where the way you put it up is like, you don't hold it at the very top, you hold it near the top, and you allow the top of it to really fold over and serve as something of an ohel. So the halach is tzorech lizor shelo ya'ase ohel. You have to be careful not to make an ohel. The Mishtabur already raises the point that in order to aser it, this is an eino miskaven. We're going to have to say that there's a chash here that this is really a psik reisha. B'shoshen note, elofikach. Therefore, Chazal said, im hi paroches gedola, if it is a large paroches, tolen osa shnayim aval echad oser. You're only allowed to put it up when two people put it up because they can actually support it from the very top. Whereas one person, we're afraid that practically speaking, he's going to have to support it from somewhere near the top, but not the top, and he will actually be creating something of an oel. Vim hoisa kilo sheyesh lo gag, ein mot chinosa. Whereas, if what you're dealing with is some kind of canopy that has no roof, then you're not allowed to open it altogether. Va'afilu asari, even 10 people, sheyefshu shol tigba ma'at min ha'aretz v'teyasa ol aroi. Because it's impossible that it shouldn't come off from the ground, and you're going to make an ol arai. Now, what does it mean? So, what it means is like this. The halachi is, we learned before, the halachi is that when you're dealing with an ol that has a tefach, an ol arai that has a tefach, the halachi is, we paskin, that it's usur to put it up a cholofin. Whereas if it doesn't have a tefach, such an ol arai, chazal were only matur if it has strings in a way that it's nikur, that it's meant to be put up there. In a case of a kila that has a tefach, even though what you want to do is just put it down on the floor and tie it, it's still going to be usur because of a fear that you're going to pick it up from the ground more than a tefach. So there, even if you have four people putting it, and each one is going to tie it to the side, it's still going to be usur because there's a chash that it will be elevated from the ground a tefach. Incidentally, the Mishtabura mentions that some have a minig of not putting up a curtain, not putting up a parochas and Shabbos out of fear that they're going to end up making an ol. I assume what we're talking about is a large parochas.